Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The End of Alzheimer's. The first program to prevent and reverse cognitive decline is a non-fiction health and medical book by neurologist Dale Berdizen. It argues against the idea that Alzheimer's disease is a single, inevitable condition that can only be managed after it appears. Instead, Berdizen presents cognitive decline as a multifactorial process shaped by metabolism, inflammation, nutrient status, sleep, hormones, toxins, infections, and lifestyle patterns. The book's purpose is practical. It introduces a systems-based framework intended to help readers understand why memory and thinking problems develop and what can be done to address them early. Rather than offering a single drug or universal cure, it describes a personalized protocol built around identifying and correcting contributing factors. The book is positioned at the intersection of neuroscience, preventive medicine, and integrative health, making it especially relevant to readers looking for a broad, action-oriented approach to brain health. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Alzheimer's disease as a multifactorial process rather than a single disease model. One of the book's central ideas is that Alzheimer's should not be understood as one uniform disorder with one cause. Berdizen presents cognitive decline as the result of multiple interacting stressors that gradually reduce brain function. This framing matters because it changes the logic of treatment if the problem is created by several different inputs, then a single medication is unlikely to solve it. The book argues that conventional care often focuses too narrowly on symptom management, while the underlying drivers continue unchecked. By reframing Alzheimer's as a biological response to many insults, the book opens the door to prevention and early intervention. This model is also important because it explains why two people with similar symptoms may need very different care plans. The book does not claim that every case is reversible, but it insists that cognitive decline is often influenced by modifiable factors that should be investigated systematically rather than dismissed as unavoidable aging. Secondly, the RECODE approach and the idea of patching multiple holes in brain health. The book's most distinctive framework is the Berdizen protocol, often referred to as RECODE, which is designed to identify and address the many factors contributing to cognitive decline. A recurring metaphor in the book is that of a roof with many holes. If only a few are repaired, damage continues, but if enough are patched, the system can stabilize. This is not presented as a one-size-fits-all plan. Instead, the protocol starts with assessment, then builds a personalized strategy based on each person's risk profile and clinical picture. That strategy may include changes in diet, sleep, exercise, stress regulation, supplementation, and management of specific medical issues. The value of this approach is that it makes treatment more granular and individualized than traditional memory care. It also helps explain why incremental improvements in multiple areas can matter more than dramatic changes in just one. The book's emphasis is less on a miracle intervention and more on coordinated correction of several small deficits that together affect brain performance. Thirdly, lifestyle intervention as a core part of cognitive protection. A major theme of the book is that day-to-day habits can materially influence brain health. Berdizen gives substantial attention to diet, physical activity, sleep quality, and stress management because these are presented as mechanisms that shape inflammation, insulin signaling, and neuronal resilience. The dietary model associated with the book, sometimes described as KetoFlex 12-3, combines a plant-rich, low glycemic pattern with time-restricted eating principles. The point is not simply weight control, it is metabolic support for the brain. Sleep is treated as equally important because poor sleep can impair clearance and recovery processes. While exercise and stress reduction support circulation, neurochemical balance, and overall resilience, this section of the book stands out because it links ordinary habits to long-term neurological outcomes without reducing brain health to simplistic advice. The practical implication is that prevention is not passive. Readers are asked to see cognitive health as something shaped by repeated behaviors over time, not only by genetics or age. Fourthly, biological contributors the protocol tries to correct, including inflammation, nutrients, hormones, and toxins. The book repeatedly returns to a broad set of biological contributors that may push the brain toward decline. These include nutrient deficiencies, hormonal imbalance, chronic inflammation, insulin resistance, toxin exposure, chronic infections, and other physiological disruptions. The point is not that each factor affects every patient equally, but that any one of them can weaken the brain's ability to maintain function if left unresolved. This is where the book becomes more investigative than prescriptive. It encourages readers and clinicians to look for root causes, rather than assume that memory loss has no reversible component. The broader significance is that Alzheimer's prevention becomes a medical detective process. Identify what is out of balance, then correct it in a targeted way. This also explains why the protocol may feel complex compared with standard treatment. The book accepts that complexity because it treats the disease process as biologically layered. For readers, the key takeaway is that brain decline can reflect body-wide dysfunction, not just isolated brain aging. Lastly, hope, evidence, and the limits of implementing a personalized protocol at scale. The book's hopeful message is a major reason it gained attention. It suggests that cognitive decline may be preventable and, in some cases, improvable when addressed early and comprehensively. At the same time, the book also raises practical questions. A personalized protocol can require testing, professional guidance, discipline, and lifestyle changes that are not easy for everyone to sustain. That limitation is important because it keeps the book from reading like a simple cure claim. Instead, it presents an ambitious model that is strongest when used as part of a careful, individualized care plan. Its real contribution is that it challenges therapeutic pessimism and encourages earlier attention to modifiable risks. For readers, the book is intellectually valuable because it offers a coherent alternative to the idea that dementia is only managed after irreversible damage occurs. It is also clinically provocative because it asks medicine to think in systems rather than isolated symptoms. In conclusion, this book is most useful for readers who want a serious, medically informed discussion of brain aging rather than a general wellness guide. It will appeal to people concerned about memory loss, caregivers trying to understand early cognitive decline, and health professionals interested in preventive or integrative neurology. Its main practical benefit is that it organizes a complicated problem into an actionable framework look for contributing factors, address them systematically, and treat brain health as a whole body issue. Intellectually, it is valuable because it challenges the standard assumption that Alzheimer's is only a one-way degenerative process. What makes it stand out among books on dementia is the combination of a clear clinical thesis, a personalized protocol, and a strong emphasis on modifiable biology. Many books on this topic focus either on medical theory or on general lifestyle advice. This one tries to connect both into a step-by-step model. Even readers who remain cautious about its claims can still gain a more nuanced understanding of how metabolism, sleep, nutrition, and inflammation may affect cognitive function. If you would like to support Dale Bredesen, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.